Good morning. This is the Metro Show. My name is Greg Hewitt. I'm joined this morning by Mike DiCola. Mike is the chairman of the 100th PGA Championship at Belrive Country Club. It's happening in early August. Also a member at Belrive. Allie Wells is the executive director of the Gateway PGA, and they're here to talk about the economic impact of the tournament and PGA Reach, a nonprofit arm of the PGA, and how it benefits our community as the tournament approaches. Mike, I'll start with you as a member at Belrive. I have to know, what's it like to play a course that's being prepared for a major championship?
We're all expecting our handicaps to rise as the year progresses, and they're actually mandating that people that bring guests out get four caddies because the balls are going all over the place, and we want to keep the speed of play up. But the course is in phenomenal shape. Carlos Arroyo, who is our ground superintendent, is doing a magnificent job of keeping the course great. And all this rain is certainly helpful to us.
Well, as the chairman of the tournament and a member of Belrive, I think you're probably the best one to ask about this. I would imagine the membership at Belrive is very excited about the tournament.
The membership is very excited. It's obviously a tremendous honor for us to be the host site for this major championship, and the fact that it's the 100th playing of the championship makes it even more exciting, and we're grateful to have the opportunity.
Absolutely. When do preparations begin for the membership? At what point do they tell you, listen, this is going to happen? Was that last year, the year before, or maybe even further back?
It actually goes further back. We were in discussions with the PGA in 2010 and 11 about future championships, and they came to us with the idea of hosting the 2013 Senior PGA and then bracketing it with the PGA Championship in 18. So we actually began speaking to our members back at that time and got their approval to proceed with both championship, because we were actually taking on two events, not just one.
And it's a source of pride, I would imagine, for the membership to be able to say, we're having this major championship here at our club.
It is. And hopefully it's a source of pride for our community as well, because it's great for St. Louis to be able to have the spotlight on it for these two events, the Senior PGA, which just took place a couple of weeks ago up in Harbor Shores, Michigan, and then bracket it with this PGA Championship this summer.
I'm talking with Michael DiCola and Allie Wells about the PGA Championship coming into Belrive Country Club August 9th through the 12th, and some of the ways the tournament is impacting the city of St. Louis. Now, tell me a little bit about PGA Reach Foundation and how they're involved.
One of the great next steps we believe we can take with this foundation, the platform that we have, is that there are jobs in golf that have nothing to do with the game of golf. You know, there's the whole food and hospitality and member services and marketing and other aspects that have to do with the game of golf. There are millions of jobs in this country that are based on the game of golf. And they're jobs that you wouldn't think about if you weren't exposed to the game of golf. So this exposure that we're providing not just is about fun and recreation and learning good values, but there are job prospects in that marketplace that if you didn't grow up around the game, you're never going to think about.
So there's an economic impact above and beyond just the folks who are paying to come out and watch the tournament. Maybe talk a little bit about that and how far that spreads throughout the community.
Well, there are a lot of different ways that economic benefit happens. Obviously, as you mentioned, there's the ticket revenue and then the entertainment and food and beverage and hotel space that people will spend while they're here. The economic benefit that's been calculated by the regional chamber and the state actually exceeds $100 million to our region. And that's all happening over maybe a 12 to 14 week period. We're in the midst of construction in and around the course for support for patrons during the event. A lot of that's being done by local labor. There are national contractors with the PGA that come in and manage it, but they're day laborers. Many of them are coming from our local community.
We're talking with Mike DiCola, chairman of the 100th PGA Championship at Belrive Country Club the week of August 6th. And Allie Wells, executive director of the Gateway PGA, listening to the Metro Show. So it's not a small percentage of each ticket sold that goes back into the community and back into the PGA Reach program, correct?
Those are two different issues. Yeah. The economic impact is enormous, and
right.
it does cover a broad spectrum. There is Bellevue committed to and has committed over a long period of time to be a substantial supporter of PGA Reach, and a portion of Bellevue's proceeds from the event are going directly mm-hmm. to the Gateway PGA Reach Foundation. But our members, as well as members of a lot of clubs, are the backbone of what has helped Reach get to where it is. And the foundation, the national foundation
yes.
that Allie talked about before, is also feeding money back into a number of our initiatives in the community. Question.
And above and beyond the economic benefit to the city, there is also heavy involvement between the PGA Tour and various charitable organizations, most specifically related to veterans issues. And Allie, maybe you can speak to that and some of the events leading up to the tournament. It's apparent that veterans issues are very important to the PGA Tour, correct?
It is very important, and unfortunately, the suicide rate among veterans is very high. 22 veterans a day commit suicide in this country, and the PGA of America is committed to making an impact and decreasing that number. And we do that most notably through the PGA HOPE program, and that stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. PGA HOPE participants are veterans or active duty, anyone in the military, but we see a significant number of veterans with disabilities, whether that's amputations, PTSD, TBI, traumatic brain injury. We provide an opportunity to not only introduce the game of golf in a fun, safe environment, but we provide camaraderie. We provide social opportunities with other veterans. And we find that the game of golf, while it's a proven rehabilitation tool physically, we find that it has significant impact in helping veterans build relationships. And we've heard some incredible stories about guys that, and girls, that might not have been interested mm-hmm. in leaving their homes before. And we're really excited for the opportunity to show on a national stage in conjunction with the PGA Championship, our PGA HOPE program, and celebrate veterans from all across the country. Sunday before the PGA Championship, there's an event called the Secretary's Cup. It's taking place at Whitmore Country Club, and there will be about 15 teams of veterans and PGA professionals, 4 veterans and 1 PGA professional. There'll be a pro-am, very fun event, but we'll welcome PGA professionals and veterans from all across the country to compete here in St. Louis, but celebrate the work that PGA professionals do day in and day out, and volunteering their time and talent to help these veterans physically, mentally, and socially.
You're listening to The Metro Show. This is Greg Hewitt. We're talking with Mike DeCola, chairman of the 100th PGA Championship, coming into Bellevue Country Club in early August, also a member at Bellevue, and Allie Wells. Allie is the executive director of the Gateway PGA. Mike, talk a little bit about Ozzie Smith. He's been heavily involved in this process from the very beginning. What's it been like to work with Ozzie?
It's really terrific. I mean, as Allie said, Ozzie couldn't be doing more for us than he is. The engagement level, I think, is what's most impressive, because I imagine that there are a number of people like him that get involved.
Yes.
But it's, hey, use my name.
Sort of a figurehead.
Exactly.
Right.
But there's nothing that we've asked Ozzie to do over the last 7 or 8 years that I've been involved where he hasn't said, sure, I'll be there. And when he's there, he's engaged. And his passion and his commitment to helping improve the lives of other people is just remarkable. And as you can imagine, it gives us a jump start on a lot of things
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't happen with Allie Wells and Mike DeCola.
Well, people just like Ozzie Smith, even if they've never met him. And he's one of the few celebrities that you meet, and he always exceeds your expectations. You expect him to be a great guy. He's an even better guy. So here we are. We're about 7 weeks out from the tournament. What are you most excited about as we approach the big week?
What am I most excited about? The deepest, richest field in golf. We'll have players from all over the world that are competing. And what's interesting for us as a community is that almost none of the guys in the tour today have ever played a competitive round at Bellevue. They were all too young.
Sure.
When the BMW was played here in 2008, they were all still playing NCAA golf.
Absolutely.
So it's really kind of cool that they're going to be on our stage and playing it competitively for the first time. Tiger Woods has never played a competitive round.
I was going to say, I've asked 10 people here in the station this morning, when I mentioned the PGA Championship coming to St. Louis, what are you most excited about? 9 of the 10, they just said Tiger. You know, he brings so much more oxygen to a tournament. And so it's, you've got to be thrilled that he's healthy and competitive and playing right these days. Yeah,
yeah, and it's great. He was here in 2001, and then he was here in 8. Of course, he hurt his knee in the U.S. Open. Having 500 million eyes around the world on St. Louis, on Belrive, for 4 days is really going to be terrific. And we're looking forward to showing the world what we as a community have to offer. Years ago, when Allie's tired of hearing me say this, but years ago when we were in the early days and thinking about our focus, whenever we would get stuck, in 2018, when Jim Nantz says, what kind of impact have you had? We want to be able to tell him.
Yeah.
You know, because we've had this runway of 7 years that we knew was going to result in us being on stage.
Absolutely.
And so, not that it affected, not that we didn't do what we thought was right for the community, but it gave us a focal point to say, we better be able to show results because we're going to get asked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really been a nice beacon for us to have that deadline to be able to crystallize and sharpen our focus to make sure we're really doing things that are going to have an impact on people's lives.
No event like this ever comes off without the help of volunteers. And I know that that's always been a big part of the PGA and the sheer number of people that volunteer their time and services. You have to be appreciative of those folks.
It's really amazing. We have about 5,000 volunteers from 43 states and 6 different countries. We have these 2 guys from Cork, Ireland that have got to be in their 60s or 70s based on some of the stuff they've given us, but they've been emailing us, you know, for like a year and a half about how excited they are to come here and be volunteers at Belrive. We also have about 85 people who have volunteered to take leadership roles in our different committees, and it's an incredible commitment of time and energy and wisdom in helping to manage all the different aspects of the championship execution.
Volunteers and sponsors.
The business community of St. Louis and actually the whole Midwest have been incredibly supportive of this. It's getting exciting. Just in the last month, the number of people who must have been sleeping in a cave woke up and say, "Hey, wait a second! I don't have tickets, and how do I make that happen?"
Right.
And unfortunately, at this stage of the game, there's not a lot of opportunity.
Well, there's always television, and there's always the stories that we tell that get folks involved. We've covered a lot this morning. Where can folks find out more online? I'm assuming you have a website devoted to folks being able to find out all of the information about PGA Reach.
Sure. Well, from a PGA Reach standpoint, you can come visit us and follow our impact at gatewaypgareach.org, and you can learn about our programs and all of the impact that we have throughout the community. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media channel you can find. So we'd love for you to come join us, see us at the PGA Championship, and follow our impact online.
Yeah, everything's on the PGAChampionship.com website. It'll have all the information. People were confused about last minute. All that will be put on site. We're going to be sending it out to ticket patrons, but all that information will be available online as well.
And you do have some events coming up before the tournament in August. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in advance of the PGA Championship.
We're really excited to be able to showcase on a national level in conjunction with the PGA Championship the impact and make personal connections with PGA Hope veterans and the program. And we're excited to do that the Sunday before the PGA Championship at an event called the Secretary's Cup. It's a pro-am style event where we welcome veterans and PGA professionals from all across the country. They play in foursomes of 4 veterans, 3 veterans, and 1 PGA professional, and that will be held at Whitmore Country Club. We're really excited, the first time ever that there's a sponsor for this event, and really excited to welcome Express Scripts on board as they're underwriting the whole experience so a veteran can travel from Northern California here and play in the event and not incur any expenses whatsoever. So we're really excited for the chance to showcase the impact PGA professionals have in our veteran population, not only here in St. Louis, but all across the country.
And Allie, one more time, if people want to find out more about all of the events surrounding the PGA Championship at Bellerive, where do they go? Where do they find it?
You can follow our impact at gatewaypga.org.
Maybe just a little closer. That's okay.
Good. Or gatewaypgareach.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media channel you can find. So we'd love for you to come join us, see us at the PGA Championship, and follow our impact online.
Mike DeCola is the general chairman of the 100th PGA Championship, Bellerive Country Club. That is happening August 6th through the 12th. And Allie Wells is the executive director of the Gateway PGA here regionally. Thank you so much for being a part of the Metro Show.
It's our pleasure. It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.